So be sure to grab your tea, grab a seat, and tune in to Miss Liz. Tea time, making a difference, one cup at a time.
There, I fixed that puppy. This afternoon, it stayed on too long, and I wasn't happy with that. So welcome, everybody, to Tea Time with Miss Liz. It is evening tea time, and tonight I have the incredible Robert Alexander in the room with me, and we're going to talk some sound and healing. We're going to do all that good stuff. But before we get started, we're going to get you over to Miss Liz's YouTube channel, and we're going to get you to subscribe and ring that little doorbell, and you'll be notified when all these tea times go live, and you can watch the replays at the comfort of your own home and time. You don't have to tune into the lives, but the lives are actually extra bonus for you guys because you can throw your questions, your comments, your support, all that good stuff in there. So before we get started, we're going to do the disclaimer. We're going to get a little bit on Robert, and then we're going to get Robert in here, and we're going to spill a good strong cup of TEA with you tonight because that's how we do it in this house. We don't serve a beverage. We serve real life tea. So let's get started with all of the goodies, and then I'll get Robert in here, and we're going to spill some tea together. The disclaimer for Miss Liz's Tea Time live show. It's Miss Liz myself is going live using StreamYard. Before leaving a comment, please grant StreamYard permission to see your name at StreamYard.com. Please be advised that the content brought forth for any Tea Time show hosted by myself, Miss Liz, is always brought forward in good faith. However, may bring forth dialogues and opinions that are not representative of my platform. The facts and information are perceived to be accurate at the given time of airing. All Tea Time guests and audience participants are responsible for using their good judgment in taking any action that may relate to the discussion. The content brought forward may include discussions for some where they may be emotionally at risk. It's significant to know that this show is engaging in discussion forums only to offer and inspire awareness and connection and is not providing therapeutical advice. If you have any questions about the disclaimer or the panelist discussion, you may freely contact me, Miss Liz, through my email at bookingmissliz@gmail.com. And moving forward, should you choose to voluntarily participate in tonight's show in any aspect, I myself, Miss Liz, welcomes you. And should you decide that the show is not made for you at this time, I welcome those wishes as well. And we'll see you at a later show at a later date and time. Again, all tea time with Miss Liz are done on Thursday, unless it's a surprise tea time or a returning guest that would like to have a second cup of tea with Miss Liz. So now let me give you a little bit on who I'm bringing in, because Robert's sitting in the back and we've been talking a little bit before we went live. And we're going to talk about some real sound healing and music and all that good stuff. So Robert Alexander is an audio alchemist. I think I said it right. Did I say it right? No. I did. Oh, okay. I got thumbs up in the back. Located in Southern California with this life rhythms business. He offers healing work via private sessions and designs unique personalized pieces of music to help his clients find healing away from the work that they do with him. He has worked with and also partnered with new thought leaders, top voices, influencers, high network individuals, and many walks of life all over the world, including the less fortunate and those in recovery addiction spaces. Alongside his life rhythms business, Robert has a label signed music project called Elo. I'm not sure. I'm going to get him to say that one. His music can be found on various platforms online. Robert also is a creator and host of Life Rhythms Radio, which we're going to talk only a little bit about. He's going to tell you why. An online radio show made to help you find relatable content that can help you create more is most desirable in your life. So let me get Robert in here, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. So get your notepads, get your tea, get your coffee, get all that good stuff on here. I'm going to get Robert in here. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, thanks, Miss Liz. How's everything going over there?
Everything is good. On my tongue, I swear, I think it's my anxiety. As soon as I go live, it's like, Miss Liz, your tongue is just going to twist on you because that's what we're going to do.
I got you. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit more. Maybe some of that can be a little bit of a...
Right? I got you. I need some music and some sound to heal the
Consider
anxiety.
It done. Let me see what I can do for you. I got you.
Absolutely. So, Robert, let's get started on who Robert was as a little guy and who Robert is now today.
Sure. How little are we talking? Like in the womb?
We can go back that early if you'd like.
Sure, because I was born 2.5 months early, so I couldn't wait to come out.
Sure, go ahead. Let's go back to the womb and let's get all of the stages and why you got into what you're doing today, Robert.
Sure, sure. I'll do my best to remember. That was like almost 45 years ago, you know? Yeah. So, well, basically, you know, 6.5 months in, I was just like, you know what? I couldn't take it anymore. I had to come out of that womb. And it was definitely a surprise. People were just like, oh my gosh, like, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Oh my gosh, you know? 2 different hospital trips, almost died a couple times. Like, it was 2 pounds, 13 ounces in 1979. I heard it could be, I mean, let's put it this way, growing up, and my mom's like, he was a miracle baby. It's like, oh, you know, I mean, I don't know anything of it. I just remember growing up, oh, he's a miracle baby. So there's so much of a multifaceted, you know, way that I look at life. Like a lot of people go, oh, it's not black or white, it's just gray. But we don't have black and white TVs right now. You know, we're going Technicolor, we're going like multiverse, you know? Yeah. It's like whole other way of doing things, right? So growing up wasn't the easiest. I'm sure many people can relate. Some people are being made fun of, some people, you know, based with, you know, parents and things. My parents were very loving. They meant well, you know, they were doing the best to keep food on the table, bills paid. My father passed away when I was 10. I have a younger brother. I mean, there's so many multifaceted, you know, layers with all that, you know? So, yeah, if anything, I was just wondering, because I can go on tangents and I'm really good at bringing myself back. Was there any specific area you wanted me to dive into at all?
Oh, you can dive wherever you feel the wave coming in, wherever the flow, right? Because we're talking about the sound and healing. And your life journey has been like music, right? It has been a flow. You're the miracle baby. You came out early. Were you jabbing right from the beginning? Like, did you get into the music and the sounds like right from the beginning, Robert, or?
That's a really good question. So let's put it this way. My father's mother, her maiden name, once that family came in from Russia in the 1800s, it might have been Zinger. But in this case, interesting, like last name too, her maiden name was actually Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R. So that whole side, you know, my father's mother's side especially, very creative, artistic, musicians. I have a family in industry. I'll keep his name anonymous, but at the same time, he's done like a lot of scoring, like film scores and live performances and things like that. So yeah, my musical journey, the first thing usually people ask me is, how's your music going? And it's kind of like going to the grocery store to get food. You know, are we going to a farmer's market? Are we going to a major chain grocery store? Are we, you know, going to the orchard ourselves to actually pick the fruit, you know what I mean, or food? So it's one of those things where I remember probably one of the earliest, you know, memories I had was actually like writing a song, and I was like in Cub Scouts and I was kind of like, hey dad, I wrote a song. And he was kind of like, that's nice, son, kind of a thing. I mean, he meant well, you know, I think he was just preoccupied or something. And I remember having a keyboard and like a little keyboard and just kind of toying around like a 10 years old, maybe like 11 or something like that. And I remember my grandmother, you know, the side of the family I was talking about, and I have this on video to this day, like the video which got transferred to DVD. And basically my grandma's sitting me in front of my uncle's piano. And she's like, this is how you play piano. You can play a C, you can play like here. And I'm like, I don't want to do piano lessons. So I was really adamant, like to this day, I have not taken a single lesson, yet somehow I have a signed music project. And by the way, it's called Evlov.
Evlov.
Yeah, think of it like Evolve and Love Had a Baby.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, and if I had like Evlov, L-O-V-E, like whenever I still type into this day, Evlov, at least in 2024 still, and it would say, did you mean Evolve, E-V-O-L-V? And it's like, damn it. Pardon me, excuse me.
Oh, so, now I get it.
No worries at all. I mean, some people even have a difficult time spelling life rhythms, and I'm slowly just like spelling it in ways that's really helpful in that way. So music is the essence of my soul. And the more in relationship to music and what have you, and the more that I've been diving into it, the more I've seen that that's really where I live. Now, it's an interesting way when it comes to music and the way music is, you know, really showing up in my world. So growing up, my mom would be like, stop collecting CDs. I would just buy I still have so many CDs. I'm sure they're worth almost like nothing to some people. For me, it's like my wall of sound. They will go with me wherever I live. I will hold on as long as I can. One interesting fact is I'm actually a southpaw. I'm actually a lefty. So I play guitar. I play guitar left-handed. Now, the fat string usually goes on top. And the thing is, Jimi Hendrix, he would play a right-handed guitar upside down with the small string being on top. I actually play a left-handed guitar with the string on top. So when a person plays like a right-handed guitar, the fattest string, like the bigger string is on top and the smallest string is on the bottom. When I play guitar, same thing. Although I'm just playing with my left hand instead of my right hand. So it's a whole different way. Kurt Cobain was playing that way too. Although I think he did play the way that I play Nirvana.
Yeah, and the other night on Monday night, Dave, he gave me a challenge on how to brush my teeth with my left hand because I'm a right hand person. Okay. And he says, let me know in a week, Liz. And I was like, oh, I don't know about this one. I can't even hold a pen in my left hand. Oh, you know?
Yeah, I got you. It's like me and my right hand.
Right? Well, I can hold it now, but I hold it weird. Like, I hold it like this instead of like this.
Yeah, it's like I don't know how to work with it. Like, this is my right hand, and I'm just like, huh? You know?
It's like, where are we going, right? It's like a weird wave flow of like, no, don't do it.
Exactly. Okay, so with music, I mean, that's something I've been a fan of, right? And I really started getting more into it when I was like 16. Like, I took my father's, my father passed away when I was 10. So with my father passing away when I was 10, there was a guitar, and my brother actually, there's a big old hole in the middle of it. I think he was angry one day and he just, you know, but I knew nothing of it at the time. It's like when we were kids, whatever, it's something like that. I still have that guitar. You know, it sounds okay. It's an old school guitar. It's broken, but I started learning on that thing, you know, and had some high school friends turn a right-handed classical guitar into a left-handed guitar, even though the strings were, and I learned how to tune a guitar. So I'm really good at being able to tune a guitar and do things that way. I started doing more music producing in my early 20s, and I never really knew that I was even doing producing. So when we get into the musical aspects of me growing up and learning music, I never went to music school. If you know about the accomplishments that I have today, you know, it's just like I didn't go to like Berklee School of Music. Yes, I do have family in the industry. Like, they didn't really teach me. My grandmother attempted to teach me. And I mean, I produce. I have music signed by a couple of labels. I do DJ sets. I write healing music for Life Rhythms, which is my business. I even do content creation. So if you're like, hey, I need music for my show, I need a guided meditation or a voiceover work, you know, I can do it, or can you do it? There's so many multifacetedness, or so many multifaceted features. And all of us, once we start unlocking our potential with who we are and what we're doing, the more we can all tap into this unlimited potential and just really expand upon ourselves. And I've learned a lot about that throughout my life. So growing up with music and growing up really being influenced by music, yet feeling very lost and feeling just really out of place. I was thinking about this earlier, and I may even want to consider writing it down. There are times I still feel like a misfit from even the Misfits.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm going to actually write that down because I was thinking about that in the car.
You need to have like a little notebook beside, like when something comes to your mind, right? And you just like, no, I got to remember this for next time, right? Oh, you're like me. I'm a doodler too. Like, I got so many journals in here and so many notebooks. I'm just like, what is that for? And then you go back and you find it and you're like, what was that for? What did I write that for? And then you try to process it, right? And you try to understand, okay, it's three words, it's two words, it's one word. What was I doing with this?
Yeah.
And then what I kind of do, Robert, is I kind of put it into a song or a poem.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm just like, I don't remember what the heck I was doing with these words. So let's just slam them all together and make something out of it, right?
It's interesting. This musician who I was speaking with yesterday, who I'm a huge fan of, even though I did say we'd keep our conversation private, the one thing I will say is he was saying, you know, your lyrics, you know, or the words that you say, they're rather poetic. And even my mentor, one of my mentors, Ginger Adam Little, she's like, the way you word things, you know, there's certain ways where I go about it. And I was mentioning with her about, you know, lyrics and certain things I could say can easily turn into lyrics. And I don't know how spiritual you are, because we don't really know each other spiritual. That well. You're very spiritual. I never realized when playing a guitar, I was feeling like this energy moving through me and I didn't know much about it. And I realized that it kind of felt like this connection, right? So in essence, I was channeling, you know, and I never knew that I was channeling that. And I really do believe that all of us channel in our own ways. Like, I'm clairaudient and I'm proud enough to say that for myself. You know, we had like these abilities of intuition. There's messages that they do not say kill, kill, kill going through my head, and be able to, you know, ask certain questions and various things like that. And that's been very helpful for my life rhythms business. And well, just anywhere in life, connecting with friends, family, clients, all across that board. So yeah, long story short, in relationship to even creating music and doing various things that way, you know, there's something that's been very powerful in relationship to connectivity. And at the same time, I thought there was something seriously wrong with me in my life. And in this case, I met my mentor, one of my mentors, and she was talking about like awareness and being aware. And there's a lot of people in terms of, you know, our awareness, like levels, like bandwidth, you know? And at the same time, I started leaning more and more and more, realizing that, you know, these people, even though I was like being made fun of as a kid, or many people had no idea even what to do with me feeling like a misfit. I didn't realize how aware I already was. I had no idea. People were like, you're so sensitive. And if I knew back then what I knew now, I would have been like, well, what are you trying to say? Are you too insensitive? You know, like people, they just don't know, you know? So it's just interesting to see where life is. And I've made a very important decision in my life that I'm here to serve. There's two things that I know in my life for a very, very good reason. Like, I know that I'm here to make music, and I know that I'm here to help people. And if those two combine together, or if they're all individual pillars within themselves, you just never know. I mean, I've seen some really powerful things take place with my music career. I've seen some really powerful transformational things take place with life rhythms. Even with sound healing, I think you might just be like, what? Like, how did you, like, what's this all about, right? Yeah. So anyway, for me, it's not about me, you know.
I think it goes together, right? It aligns together. You know, the purpose that you have is music and people, which is energy, right? People are energy. Music is energy. All it is a different frequency, you know, and you're just putting them together. So your purpose is really strong. You know, you're really serving a strong, good cup of tea. And music has really saved your life, because I've read a little bit about your story and that, and, you know, feeling like a misfit all your life and feeling different. I get that 100%, because I'm almost going to be 50 and I still get, oh, you're so weird. You're so, how do you look at stuff? Like, you know, and
you're 50? You're only 50.
I'm going to be 50 in May. So okay. Yeah, I'm still in the 49 birthday. Club.
You don't look at.
But I mean, like, we grew up in a different time and era, right? Where a lot of people did not understand the difference of an individual. They called us rebels. They called us conspiracies. They called us misfits, you know, brats. You just don't understand. You know, it was the other way around. They did not understand the difference. How dare this kid be different, right? How dare this, they come with me with this. Like, how can they play music and not take any lessons? Like, how dare he, you know? And I get that completely, because my son is the same way. My son, if you give him a note, music notes, he cannot read it. But if you tell him to go play it on a piano or the drum, he's over there and he's playing it. And I'm like, how do you do that? Like, I get so like, oh, like, how is that possible? Like, that you guys can understand the notes without reading the notes.
Well, there's a knowing and there's the knowing. And that's where it gets really interesting too. Now, there are times, and I've been embracing more of it, and I call myself a modern mystic. You're a modern mystic as well. You know, we all have this ability to dial in if we choose to. and it's all based on subscriptions, right? Yep. Which reminds me, like, people ask me too with my music, you know, wellness business, they're like, so tell me more about this. Like, what kind of frequencies do you use? Do you use binaural beats, isochronic tones? Like, you know, how do you, like, what do you do? Binaural beats, like, what do you do? I'm like, I work with your frequency. And they're just like, what? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm meaning like everyone's on a specific frequency. It can change, it grows. No matter how much I attempted to do my research, no matter how many people I attempted to connect with, to get answers, to validate what I do, I kept getting the runaround. And even talking with the technologist in Santa Monica, who I very much regard, and he's done a lot of work, lots of downloads. You know, he's the modern day Tesla, in my opinion. I used his technology to master my very first, well, it was called Truth at the time, which turned into Evlove because there's so many, like literally so many band names with the name Truth. It's a whole other crazy tangent, but long story short, I remember asking him, like, you know, I can go to all these different places. One person can say one thing, one person can say something else. But for some reason, it just doesn't seem like they're in tandem. At the end of the day, they all subscribe to frequency helping in some way. And I could sit there with the lab coat and I'm not dismissing any of it. Okay.
Yeah.
When I'm connecting with someone, I'm unable to calibrate. Okay. Well, you're exactly at this hertz right now, or you need this tone to heal. I'm not responsible for giving anybody a prescription, because at the end of the day, everybody has their frequency. For me, it's a feeling and sensing and knowing thing. I'm not going to tell anybody, well, your chakra is off. You know, I do chakra healing. I'm not saying that's bogus. Believe me, I know people that do energy work and they do an amazing job, right? So I tell people that I found a way to reverse engineer. Well, it depends on who I talk with. I found a way to reverse engineer the law of attraction in a way that works for each person. And they're like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, how did you? Because at one point I would say I do customized affirmations. They're like, well, like, what's that? Some people are like, oh, well, huh? You know? So we all, behind our eyes, we're experiencing our own individual reality, right? And I remember at one point, through another mentor of mine, Richard Slade, he's based in Madison area, Wisconsin. And till this day, I still haven't seen his face doing a video chat or anything. We usually just do phone sessions, and I've been working with him for over a decade now. Oh, wow. And it's one of those things, right, where going through a guided journey process and dialing into what I subscribe to, he would call it higher self. I very much align with that. Not everybody believes in a higher self. So I found this way to connect with each person in a way that tailors to them, as long as it's bringing goodness to them. You know, I don't want to get into any other beliefs and people are like, whoa, I don't know about that, you know? Yeah. So I get into where they are right here, right now, and what they're experiencing in their direct reality. And if they're saying everything is great, then we're able to connect and see, you know, where things go. I found a way to capture my clients in their peak state. You can say channeling. It's diving into what's important for them. And I play no music at all in the session.
Oh. Okay.
None. There's a reason why. Because that session, and I do private sessions with my clients, right? I record my clients in their peak state in the session that I do. I create the music for them, right? Because when I record my clients in their peak state, they're used to hearing their own voice in their head. Usually that voice is not so great. You know, we know what it's like to have that inner critic at the same time. How about that place where we're really able to capture that, even that deeper voice within, you know, pardon me. So, pardon me, when I get my clients into their deeper state, okay, I ask my clients, what do you need to hear from yourself right now? Because I'll check in and see how they're doing. And there is a process where they're going to be removing their own blocks if they can, or I can help them with different questions. And, you know, anyway, it's a very delicate, gentle process that's helpful for them, right? And in that state, I would say, okay, here you are. How are you feeling? So I'm already getting validation. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling pretty vulnerable and pretty open, super relaxed. Okay, awesome. What do you need to hear from yourself right now to help you maintain this state so you're on path? Like, think of it like a digital compass or a sonic compass, right? And just share whatever comes out. You could say like yabba dabba doo, and I'm thinking, great, Fred Flintstone. And the other person's like, no, no, no. Like my grandfather was saying, watch the Flintstones and work hard, play hard, and hang out with, you know, Wilma and Barney and, you know, Betty. So we all have our connotations, right?
Yeah.
And so I take that and away from the session, it could be like a number of days later, it could be that evening, whenever I create the time to do this, and I create a piece of music from scratch that's made for them. And I take their recording, I edit it, so I take the ums or some of those things out. It's more of a natural sound. I place that in the recording that I make for them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, and that's interesting, Robert, because like when they're getting to know their what their frequency or their tone in their body, are they laying there and humming to get into that state?
Am I using toning?
No.
When we're talking about things, when we're experiencing things, we're resonating at a certain frequency.
Okay.
So in the first 45 minutes of my session with them, they're sharing with me what's going on in their life. They can be crying. They can be yelling. I know they're not yelling at me. They're expressing whatever they need to express. They're talking about their blocks, if they have any. They're talking about their life experiences. They're talking about what they're interested in manifesting. I mean, ultimately, it's a safe space for them to really dive into what's important for them. And it's in a way that works best for them. And if they're lost or stuck, I can ask them different questions that will move them in the right direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, they've given me a roadmap. I'm writing this stuff down. They know I'm not making or taking tabs on them. What I'm doing basically is getting a better idea about where they are. Now, remember, for me, it's not about reading frequency on a scale. Well, you're calibrating at 444 hertz, you know, or it's not about that. Or, hey, your energy is off. I mean, if they feel like sad or, you know, off, I mean, chances are, and this isn't like a therapy session. I mean, it's in relationship to music wellness. I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm not a licensed hypnotherapist. I call myself an audio alchemist because I found a process that's worked for me. I found a way where I've implemented my learnings and teachings and seeing where I can adapt, where I can really work in tandem with somebody so they can lean into what's really important for them and they feel safe and heard and seen in that way, right? And when I'm guiding them through and asking them questions in relationship to where they feel blocked, what are they feeling in their body, and they're connecting with body sensations or connecting with maybe even a previous life, and they're sharing with me, you know, what they subscribe to. Oh, I subscribe to the grand processing microsystem. That's, you know, the computing system in the sky. I'm not wanting to be like, well, why are you doing that? You know, everyone has their way of connecting, right? So why not tailor something that's made for them? Because it's really about them. And it's not like, oh, it's all about you, isn't it? It's like, actually it is. You know, it's really about them. And I'd rather, if they feel lost or stuck or confused, I have the ability to help them in as best way as I can, you know? And they may need to sit with me more. And that's okay. You know, because I work with people all over the world. I've been doing this since like 2012. I mean, I'm, well, 2013, 14, since I ended up doing the music component. The other inspiration for me doing what I'm doing with that too is I would hear coaches and healers and, like, you know, a whole bunch of different people get their free download or their program where they can listen to audio and there's a special frequency behind it. And again, I am so not dismissing that. It's amazing. I've created music for, like I said, like thought leaders and, you know, influencers on various platforms and, you know, people that have, you know, quite a few hundred thousands of followers, you know, people who I'm tight with. And at the same time though, too, you know, they have powerful music that goes behind, you know, what they're doing, you know, at the same time, even if they're having it for their own personal development and forward motion. So it's a really powerful thing. So I'm thinking, well, the voice might be off. Hi, my name is, you know, Male Voice, and here's my, you know, here's your guided journey. And it's like, oh, how can I get into that? It's like nails on a chalkboard. Or, hey, you know, my name is Robert, and this is your guided journey. And the music sounds kind of cheesy. And it's like, well, you know, we couldn't find anything that sounded right. So it's just right. Okay. And I was like, wait a second here. Why wouldn't people want to have their own track? Why wouldn't they want something to build on? You know, yeah. They have something over time, they could update it. So it's not like it's like the one and only thing. You must subscribe to this thing. It's the end all be all. It's like, no, this is another tool. Like if you have like a hammer and a wrench in your toolbox, now you have a screwdriver, you know, now you have a funnel. Like, yep. you're broadening your skill set, you know? And most people, when they get that piece of music, they're just like, that was me? Like, how did you do that? Like, they're attuning themselves to their own frequency. So it's not really like a how, it's more like allowing.
And opening the frequency, right?
Say again?
Opening the frequency.
Yeah, I mean, we're all in frequency. Like, we're speaking on a frequency right now, you know? And
so is my frequency like nails on a chalkboard?
No. You have an awesome frequency.
You know, sometimes we always question the tone of our voice, right? And that's why I mentioned tones earlier, because there are a difference, right? The energy, frequencies, and tones, it's completely different.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you said, there's different ways of teaching and understanding the flows of music and that. And some will learn through notes, some will learn through frequency, some will learn through chords, you know. So how did you use this to get over? Because you have a story, Robert, and it's incredible, your story.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you use this gift? Because this is a gift that you have. How did you use this gift to get over your overcomings in life? Because you've gone through a lot in life.
Yes, and to also be very transparent and honest. I mean, many of us have our own version of what that might look like, no matter if we were born with a silver spoon in our mouth or, you know, we were destitute, you know? Okay. The verbiage on my website in relationship to me connecting with people, like, I was never addicted to heroin, you know, the people who I was around, who I was smoking cannabis with and drinking alcohol, you know, whatever else they did, you know, they all kept me out of harm's way. I never got arrested. I never got jailed. I never went into the hospital in terms of me almost dying from like putting anything in my body in that way. Next week, I'm coming up on 22 years without any alcohol, and I'm coming up on 23 years without any cannabis. I know that kava is a slippery slope. I do kava. I do not do kratom. And that's a whole different thing. It's very relaxing. It's like having matcha or having like a tea. You know, I don't do psychedelics. I'm not against them. Some people, they have problems. There's a reason why they go into recovery. For me, I don't really consider myself being a recovering addict, even though I did go to AA and MA. I walked in and I already felt like I was already doing the steps. I already know how to take personal responsibility and accountability and be there and be in service. And I found a way to really have it in all my affairs. So it's like, why do I not feel so comfortable here? And again, I'm not knocking it. It's just, where's my place, right? So music has definitely been something I've been attuned to, like, as you could say, pun intended. So for me, I'm more of an intuitive, like, I know certain chords, but if I'm playing them on my keyboard or if I'm playing them on my digital audio workstation, like, even me getting signed, having a distribution deal with a company in Israel, that all unfolded. Like, even the DJ mixes that I've had, that I put up, that I got promoted, I mean, they did that for me. I didn't ask them to. They promoted those on my behalf. Like, one of my mixes has like 7,300 plays. It was like 5 months ago, you know? And there's just like a track that I have that's like an unreleased track that's in there, you know? So it's just like my musical journey. I've seen mountains move for me. I didn't really have to do anything. You know, well, of course, be true to self. The music that flows through me is a really powerful place. So how did music help me? You know, it just, there obviously, when it comes to music and the way that I was living my life, I really didn't know where to go. I just connected with it and I couldn't help but write. I mean, I have lots of stuff I've written on guitar, which I never really brought into the light, you know, in terms of putting up. I have lots of music on SoundCloud. Have lots of music and on my computer, the same computer I'm talking with you with right now. Music all over the place, you know, just music is ultimately like immersed in my life. Knowing that people felt comfortable. Like, I remember I used to go swing dancing and I miss doing that.
You used to go where?
I used to do swing dancing. Like swing dancing. Like, you know, like old school, like American swing.
Oh yeah, the swing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, a little pretzel action.
You're kind of giving our ages away here, Robert.
I'm sorry?
Kind of giving the ages away over here, swing dancing.
I used to go swing dancing in the 90s, like late 90s, early 2000s. So, I mean, maybe I was like dating myself from like a previous life or two or something, like, you know, jitterbug style, you know? So new roaring 20s, right? speakeasies were a thing, they might even be a thing now, you know, little juke joints or something. Hopefully, yeah, hopefully it didn't sound offensive or anything. Just little undergrounds. That's another thing I'm looking forward to creating as well. A place where people can truly be themselves and they don't have to feel concerned with alcohol and, you know, have quality entertainment and being around people who, you know, you can just expect that these people are here and we're all connecting in a way that feels super awesome. And it's not some cliche type thing. There's some really cool things with that too. So me swing dancing and connecting with this gentleman, this friend of mine, I'm just playing guitar and he's on my bed. Like he's like laying on my bed, hearing me play. And he's just like, gosh, your music's so relaxing. And he starts falling asleep. Kind of just, I'm so sleepy. And I'd play music for my ex-girl or like an ex-girlfriend, my last girlfriend, you know, some would even cry, you know, like, wow, you're so good. And okay, thank you. You know, and I'd play my music in general. People are like, wow, this is so powerful. So me knowing I have this ability for people to feel like really good, you know, connecting, because it's at this current moment, in 2024, I don't have tons of people on my Spotify or, I mean, I have stuff all over the, you know, all over the place from iHeartRadio to.
But you know, when we start adding all our platforms up, Robert, we have a lot of followers. You know, I tell people this, don't look at the numbers on one platform, put all your platforms together and then you'll be like, oh my goodness. And then times that by three. Because there's always somebody that's watching or somebody who has a word of mouth, right? So there's always three. So times it by three, that's actually how many people are actually watching you and listening to you. And you're like, oh my goodness. Like, right? I better not cough or I might not sneeze or you know what I mean? Like,
pardon me for being imperfect, you know?
Right?
I'm glad you're saying that. So when I look and be just quite honest, like, okay, well, I believe in my music and it's not about being cocky. It's like, there's stuff that I release and people are like, wow, this is great. And I'm like, I still released that 10 years ago type of a thing. So it's one of those things where, you know, people hear it and they're like, wow, this is really awesome. And the people that hear my music, they're like, wow, this is really awesome. And then I look on Spotify and it says like 2 listeners this month, like, hooray, you know? So I'm like, I know there's a way. My audience isn't on Spotify. Yeah. And the cool thing
exactly.
is I'm into some technology projects and things like that too, in terms of AI and music and revolutionizing spaces and from regular music alongside AI generated stuff. And that's a whole other story. So yeah, for me, when I realized, like, I worked as a corporate burnout as a graphic designer. I was a burnout working as a corporate graphic designer. I think I might've said that. It's kind of glitching for a moment. And I was talking with my mentor.
Robert, it's the AI. You're glitching.
AI glitching. RA is glitching with the AI glitch. I'm doing a little dolly action here. So DALE. It was one of those things where I needed to get out. Me being a corporate guy, that this is not me. I mean, I was good at, you know, doing various things. And that's where my content creation business came from, some of those skills. Even working with a rabbi for 4.5 years. That was a trip too. Long story short. So my mentor is like, well, why don't you become a coach? And I'm thinking, sure. Hey guys, I'm Robert Alexander and I'm your life coach. And so, you know, I not mean to make fun of anybody. I mean, there's a level of personability and that's just how I roll. So that's at one point I was realizing, wait, and being inspired by a friend of mine, you know, some of his teachings and through Ginger Adam Little and through Richard Slay, these people who I've been talking about, I was like, you know what? I think the guided journey process is super cool. And I'd walk people through it even to this day. And they're just going, wow. And no one said, well, okay, we'll have them close their eyes for 5 seconds, have them visualize this or that for 3 seconds. It's like, there's no process with that. I developed my own, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying this because at one point, that's when I was thinking, wait a second here. I was guiding a friend through something, an old friend. And it was a little over 10 years ago. And he was just like, you know what? For me, I was actually saying, you know what? Do me a favor, record something, record some words and send them over to me. And I made this like recording of him affirming things.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about that because I did find that on your YouTube. You do the affirmations.
Yeah, well, they're
so
called.
Do you use music for that, Robert? Or like,
well, yeah, yeah, like the process I have. They were called customized affirmations, and the words are still up there, I think, because people can relate with that. That's so my business, former business coach, that's what she was, you know, sharing with me. I guess you could say, safe to say, if I work with her again, she'd be my coach again. It is what it is. She's amazing at what she does, Alana Hunt. So I just haven't worked with her for a while. So I'm saying this because we changed the name to Resonance Recordings. Like resonance, like what do we resonate with? It's something that's, you know, doable, you know, throughout life. What do we vibe with? What do we resonate with? So I figured, okay, well, when a person, they don't necessarily have to say affirmations. They could say things like, you're doing great. Work hard. You don't even have to work hard. Work smart. I'm living an abundant lifestyle. Things feel right for me right now. Well, that's already, they're already affirming, you know? There's that day when you were a little kid, and when you were that little kid, you were out there in your room and you were playing with the model airplanes and going, you know what? I want to fly. And here I am. I don't even need, you know, a pair of airline, you know, airplane wings. I'm already flying high and I'm feeling very sober. You know, there's all these different things. And yet this recording is what my clients are vibing with. So their resonance, you know, they're vibing with their own resonance. Yeah. So do I add music to that? Yes. That, in fact, music is one of the main components that goes behind it. It's kind of like the star of the show is my client. And behind that, there, that MP3 they get. And I'm more than happy to give to you with one if you'd like. It's my pleasure.
You know? My goodness. I've checked out a little bit on your YouTube about the frequencies. Like you work with that for colds and for obsessive thinking and stuff like that. There's some really incredible videos on your YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you. Those are just downloads that I have, you know, like those are downloaded. I have stuff on Bandcamp. I have stuff on like Insight Timer. My sleep track has a pretty high amount of plays over there. It's just interesting because like some people need custom stuff for sleep.
Yeah.
Or they need something for anxiety. And you know,
I think that's me. I need that before I go live. My tongue just gets all twisted. It gets all like, oh, you got this, Liz. You know, a lot of people, they're like, Miss Liz, you look so calm and collective when you do these interviews. And I'm just like, you guys just don't know how stressed I am. Am I doing enough? Am I asking the right questions? You know, there's so much in the background that is playing in my mind when I'm doing this. And Robert, I think music has calmed me. And, you know, that's why I wanted to have you on, was because when I heard sound and healing, I was like, bingo, this is what Miss Liz needs. Miss Liz needs to understand the frequency of why I'm feeling the anxiety, you know?
Okay. Let me ask you. How are you feeling right now out of all transparency and authenticity?
Do I give you a number? Do I give you like, what do I give you?
What's coming through to you? What feels right for you to share? There's no right or wrong. Just how are you feeling?
Eight.
Eight on like feeling really anxious or two?
No, just eight. The number eight just keeps coming to my mind. So I'm not sure what the eight stands for, but.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, are you feeling any uneasiness or any anxiety or anything right now?
Not right now, I'm not.
Okay.
But at the beginning of the show, because if
you were, I'd walk you through something kind of like a little tester just to see how you're doing. Like it wouldn't even be like a long thing or anything. But if you're feeling concerned, you know, that's something I wouldn't have an issue doing, you know?
No, because when we first start off the show, the anxiety is really high. But as we grace into the time, then it kind of flows, right? It's like the tea. It's like your tea. You know, your tea is really transparent,
Robert. Oh, thank you.
Understand what evolve was, and your second word is evolving. So I'm like, oh, how I get it, you know. And then your first word was truth, and your last word was authenticity.
Authenticity.
Yeah. So like they all flow together, right? And that's what you've been talking about. What all of us today is all of these three words. And that's what I mean. And this is what tea is, guys. Like it's very simple. The tea is what's in you. And that's what Robert does with the music and sound. I can't do what Robert's doing. Robert can only do it, but I can do the tea. Like I can get people to pour the teas out. And, you know, words matter. Words do make a difference. And music does make a difference. And Robert, that's what you do, is you make a difference through your music and that. And I like that you talk about frequencies, because we don't talk about that enough. You know, it's almost like that stigma thing. Don't mention that too much. Like, let's talk about tones and chords and notes, but we ain't going to talk about frequencies, because frequencies kind of scares people, right?
What's your version of frequency? What, when for you me, think of frequency, what do you think of?
Openness.
Okay. Because I think a lot of people, they freak out even over their own version of frequency. I'm telling you, I'm highly considering creating something and calling it the Frequency Wars. No, it has to be 432. No, it has to be 528. You know, it's like, wait a second, why are you all freaking out? You know, at the end of the day, like, there's no point. And there's people, they have to, and again, I'm not meaning to put anybody down. You know, it's great to go to sound baths. You know, I found my own way. Yeah. And I think a lot of people, they may not understand yet the way that I do things. They don't have to figure it out. You're gonna love this. There's the head, there's the heart, and there's this gut that I definitely have when I feel like I'm carrying triplets sometimes. So in this case, right, the head talks with the heart. Heart, I want to be just like you. Show me everything. Show me just, I want to emulate you. I want to be the exact replica. Show me everything that you're all about. Show me. Heart's like, cool, I'll take care of your hotel. If you want some drinks, if you drink, no problem. Anything else, I got you covered. Airfare, everything. All I'm asking, a little bit of time. A little bit of time with me. I'll give you everything. I will spill the whole beans. I will get everything drafted. You are good to go. Head's like, I don't know about that. I've been lied to before. I've had people tell me that. You know, I got to figure this out. How do I know you're not lying to me? You know, I've been let down. I'm too scared. I'm all over the map. You know, I don't know what this is all about. But, you know, how do I know? You know, I just, you got to show me everything. All the teachings say this, and you're saying this to me. How could it be that easy? I don't understand. The heart's like, do you need like an NDA or something? Like, seriously, like I could draft everything for you. No problem. I got you covered. Wherever you want to go, believe me, I have plenty of resources. You don't have to worry about a thing. Hang out with me. You're covered. Anything else you need, no problem. Now the gut is like the Uber or Lyft driver, or like a Lyft, you know, and says, hey, you know what? This is a rideshare scenario, one destination, okay? So the head can be like, yeah, we're going to go on a bender. We're going to go down this, you know, this road. You know, it's one of those things where it's just, we're going to go to a club. We'll do things that may not be legal, but yeah, we're going to have the adrenaline rush, good old fun time. God's like, sounds like fun. I just don't want to be the getaway driver, but yeah, you know, let's talk with the gut. Sorry, let's talk with the heart. Heart's like, you know what? Well, we got to get to the heart of the matter. It's going to be a little ways. You might feel a little impatient. It might be a little scary. We might even like literally be in traffic for a bit. At the end of the day, though, when you go to this place, you really can't go wrong. And you know, the guy's kind of like, oh, it's kind of like a Hallmark moment. It's so sweet, you know, but both of you have to, you know, I don't want to say duke it out, but once you both have like one place to go, no split rides here, I'll be able to get you more to a clearer direction. So the head, the heart, and the gut. The head, at one point, the head only knows what it knows what it knows. Fill me up with information. You know, I can take all this and process it and synthesize it. Likes to ask questions. The heart's like, hey, you know what? This is where we go, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, my intention is when I'm connecting with people, it's heart-based. When I'm being real, when I'm connecting with somebody, anybody for the most part who I connect with, I'm going to be this way with other people too. I cannot help but be myself. I mean, there's ways to like maintain it in a professional setting and still have, you know, the directness. And there might even be an intensity to a certain degree too. I'm no stranger to that. So at the same time, why not connect with people? And when I tell people, meet them where they're at or where they would like to be, it's kind of like AI in that way. You know, AI has to learn and learn more about us. I still find it funny working with AI, and when I'm typing up certain images, because with me having a graphic design background, you know, coming up with different concepts and what have you, and asking it to spell certain things. And again, it's like, I got this. Like, no, it needs to be, you know, only with one N or a one L, you know, and it's like, sure, no problem. And it's still like misspells. I'm going, no, listen, you're doing great. You're misspelling this. I need you to help me misspell this. Fantastic. Great. And it still misspells it, you know, and it's like, son of a biscuit eater, you know, it's just one of those things. So at the end of the day, you know, why not connect with what's going on within our own rhythm? Why not go within what's right for us? I was talking with my mentor about this earlier today, and it's interesting that today is, you know, January 11th, you know, 1-1-1. And I keep saying, bring on more in 24. But the thing is, more of what's aligned for us. Because many of us, we know what it's like for certain things to get into our way. It's really that simple, right? Whether if it's, you know, communication or it's fear, or just as anything, you know, well, those are habits. Some things may be karmic, some things we may not have control over. I'm a huge proponent for connecting with people and places and experiences that are alignable, that are helpful for us right here, right now. So we're moving forward. In fact, I even say right here, right now, like it's like an affirmation. I'm designing a reality that works well for me in any given moment. And everyone around me gets to benefit from it too, in a way that works best for them if they choose to. Because
I like that you said that. You know, people need to choose what's best for them. Do what's best for them, not what they're told what's best for them. You know, because we all have a right to how we heal, how we recover, how we get through in life, right? And how we find our purpose and our gifts. And your gift, Robert, is the sound and healing. My gift is tea. You know, like I'm that crazy lady that's going to change the world with tea, you know?
Yeah, crazy.
And, but crazy for me is a good word, because a lot of people look at words and they say, oh, why does she say these words? Because it makes me feel good, because I know that I am that misfit. I know that I don't fit in. And I'm okay with being crazy, because we need a little crazy in the world, right? We need somebody that's off balance to come and say, look, it, let's put ourselves on balance with a little bit of off balance. It's just like,
I know what you mean, right? Now. Thank you for clarifying. I don't think enough people ask for clarification, because some people say, oh, I'm picky. And they don't realize that they're picky means like, I don't like that person because they have blue hair, versus, you know what? It's important for me to be selective, you know, and have the right people. And they're really thinking they're being selective. Like when I think of crazy, I think of like imbalance, you know, a person, place, or thing, they may be 3 5 short of a happy meal, whatever dimension they're in.
That's me. Know?
And the thing is, I'm pretty eccentric myself. I'm pretty adaptable. I can go off the deep end and people are like, whoa, where'd you go? You know, I can fly high with keeping my feet on the floor, and I can go having Life Rhythms Radio in 2018. Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to doing a reboot. And there was various reasons why it only lasted for that period of time. I love connecting with people. I love learning about people and having the ability to have people open up, talking passionately about what's important for them is a really big deal. And being multifaceted and being able to be expressed in a multidimensional type way, like the black, white, gray Technicolor model, we have these abilities to bring out things where people can be like, oh, wow, you know? And even going through an evolution of me growing and music and things like that. I mean, music is definitely one thing I'm able to help with. Also bringing community together, providing a safe place for people to show up, having musical abilities, being able to cook, you know, being able to tap into my multifacetedness, you know, even being able to call myself a modern mystic or an audio alchemist or, you know, designer. It's not about me being everything to everybody. It's a matter of really leaning into what's really important for ourselves and really owning our magic. And we all have that multidimensional magic if we choose to. We don't have to we can only do one thing at a time.
Right. And our magics are different for everybody, right? It depends on who sits at our table and who comes to our table and who actually gets to know our energy and our frequencies as well. You know, there's some people where they'll come near me and I'm like, I don't know if I want this near me, like move away. You know, you can just pick up that energy and you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
No kidding. Then there's other ones where it's like, oh, come here. Let me give you a Care Bear hug. Like, you know, it's just a different aromas and smells and scents and energies, frequencies. Like we're all energy, and it's the way that we look at life, right? And sometimes when we're so quick to judge, maybe it's because it's something that's within us that we haven't even figured out yet. It's something that's saying, you know what? Oh, why is this so heavy on me?
Yeah. Right?
So it's that mirror image that we talked about before we went live, right? Is the mirroring of, you know, something within us that we might not even know that even exists until this person or this energy comes beside us and says, you need to look a little bit into that, you know?
It's interesting that you're saying that, because there's somebody who have had a crush on, and found out recently that she's in a relationship. And there's like this draw, and it's rare for me. Like my last relationship, quite transparently, it lasted a little over 9 years, and things ended in 2021. And to be honest with you, up to this point, January 11th, 2024, the last date that I was on was with my significant other. So at the same time, like I knew this time around, whenever the timing was going to be, if I'm dating somebody or if I'm interested in somebody, that's when it's going to unfold. You know, I'll just sense and trust. And there was this person, my mind was just blown. I'm like, it takes a lot for my mind to be blown. There's a lot of static. There's a lot of stuff. And I'm even though I'm a good person and even though I know how to feel, I'm really good. I mean, there's two people within the past 3 years or maybe a few more, but definitely two people where I was like, what is this energy all about? Like, I'm doing my best to keep my feet on the floor and fly high. And I was just noticing, like, there's this unrecognizable, like, as much as my head wanted to comprehend it, my heart's like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because the head just wants to understand. But, oh, that's it. Oh, dopamine hit. You know? We don't have to understand. That's the beautiful thing. And when I found out she had a boyfriend, I was like, congratulations. We never talked about dating. There was never a context like, hey, even though I met you through a social media and I found your information through there and we were connecting on Instagram, it was just one of those things where I was like, you know, I'm being drawn to this person. Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of different messages that I received in, you know, intuitively, I guess you could say in that way. And I'm saying that because I look at my life. I love saying this too. If I'm really interested in pulling a teeth, or sorry, if I'm really interested in pulling teeth, I'd be a dentist. You know, if I'm really interested in walking a tightrope and hanging out with lions and tigers and bears, I'd be a part of a 32 ring circus, not just three, you know, or something, or a 33 ring circus, I guess you could say, with multiples and what have you. So long story short, it's like at the end of the day, there's certain things, as much as we want to know, there's times I feel really stressed out and scared, and whatever the root is, I have no idea why. And this is me being a highly emotionally intelligent, evolving individual, you know. Sometimes we just don't have to know the answer. Right. Sometimes it's cool to ask why. I don't really like asking why too much. At the same time, like I know why I'm here, or I feel like I know why I'm here. So, you know, at the end of the day, we all have our stuff. And our frequency does matter. And who are we choosing to be around? What do we use to align ourselves with that energy, that vibe? Some people use toning, some people use singing bowls, some people use Hertz music, which may or may not be legitimate on YouTube. Some frequencies can be really dangerous without even realizing it's going on, you know? At the end of the day, you know, we all have our stuff. We all have our good stuff. We all have our bad stuff. I'd rather be on that side where if I'm there and I'm reflecting back to somebody and they're getting that kernel of, oh, you know what? It's time. You know, things are going on right now and I'm getting this kernel of a hit, like, yeah, you know, I'm really inspired. I don't need to be like the number one inspirer. You know, there's lots of life coaches and thought leaders and what have you. Although I do know this is the year where I'm playing a lot bigger. You know, I never meant to play small. It's a matter of connecting with the right circles. And truly, Miss Liz, it's been an honor and blessing to connect with you. And it's my pleasure to support in any way I can, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. So if anybody would like to get a hold of you and work with you, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, if you're watching this on Facebook, definitely feel free to, you know, connect with me through there. Liferhythms.us, which is LIFERHYTHMS.us. I'm just reading it right off the screen. That's a good way. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty old school when it comes to certain things, and I'm also pretty tech savvy as well. So I'm sure at some point you can get a hold of me in just about any specific way. I'd feel a little weird if people were knocking on my door, but
well, okay. We talked about that this afternoon with Tiffany. We were just like, knock on the door, see if they open it.
Another keep it kind of like a crack, you know, just like, hey, just send me a text before you're coming over just to make sure I know it's you, because there are some, you know, interesting characters that are out, you know, in this world, and I want to make sure I'm alive when I open up the door, you know. Or opening up the door and I'm actually still on my own 2 feet versus, you know, ascending to another level.
Right. Well, Robert, it's been a real pleasure. And I really enjoyed this conversation. I learned so much, you know, and I still want to stay connected after the show because I want to learn a little bit more as well. Thank you for joining me tonight and having a good, strong cup of tea. And for all the viewers and listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. I did see your comments, but if you don't verify that you're human being. I can't put your comments up. It's just the way it works. The rules and the regulations, we got to follow them. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And I want to thank all of my supporters that support Miss Liz's Tea Time. I will see everybody next Thursday, same time, same place, with two new tea times at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll make a difference with one cup of tea at a time.